Today is September the 11th. 25 years ago today, the September 11th attacks happening in New York City, in Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, resulting in nearly 3,000 lives lost. And as we heard from our guest earlier, many thousands since then due to lingering effects from everything that was in the atmosphere and those that mentally struggled to recover from that day. And we continue with guests that played a part in 9/11, were there, witnessed things, and were involved in the aftermath. And we're joined now by Dr. Peter Zacko. He's the director of cardiac surgery at Rock Hill Hospital, as well as Shelley Millwood, director of surgery at Rock Hill and Fort Mills Hospitals with the Piedmont Medical Network. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Dr. Zacko, we'll start with you. What is your personal connection to 9/11?
So I was probably about an hour and a half north. I moved out of New York City in 2000, so about a year before I moved out of New York City. But I think, you know, I think people forget that 9/11, you know, the attacks on that day was the second attack on the World Trade Center. So I think it was in March of 93. Mm-hmm. I was actually I was an intern at Bellevue Hospital. And there was a bombing at the World Trade Center, and we had a bunch of people come up there, and I remember spending hours, operating on people, taking glass out of people. So that was really my first, when people say 9/11, and that was the start of it. I think it was earlier, it was 93 when 9/11 happened. I remember I was in Poughkeepsie, New York, which is about 90 miles north of New York City, and I was driving to work, and it's in the Hudson Valley, so it was pretty foggy that morning. And I drove to work, and I was like, it's a regular day, and I'm in the operating room, and I didn't see what happened outside as the sun came out, right? So somebody comes in the OR and said a plane crashed into the World Trade Center. And I said, it's probably just a small little plane because it was pretty foggy out. I just assumed New York was the same way. New York City was the same way. And then a few minutes later, another one. And then, everybody knows what happened after that. I think really one of my big memories from that day, and one of the most heartbreaking things was, when I got out of the operating room and saw what was going on, sit in front of the TV like everybody else, I called one of my colleagues down at Bellevue. I had moved out of the city, and I said, hey, I can come down if you need help, because I still had a ability to do that, at least I thought I did. I said, can I come down? And he goes, well, we're standing around. There's nobody coming. And I think, to me, that was one of the most impactful, devastating things of 9/11, that there were no real survivors that we could help. And I think, to me, that's what sticks with me the most.
Shelley, for you, take us back to September 11th. You were a nurse manager in New Jersey. You were about half an hour away from Ground Zero.
I was working at St. Peter's Hospital in New Brunswick. I was very new to leadership. I was 3 months graduated with my RN and had been promoted. Just like Dr. Zacow, we were in the operating room working, heard about the first plane, did the same thing, assumed it was very small. In no way could we have anticipated what was to come. Those of us that could leave the operating room all gathered into one very small staff lounge where the surgeons and nurses were together watching the live news, and we watched the second plane hit together. And immediately one of our prominent surgeons said, we're under attack, and our hospital administration called what we now say emergency preparedness meeting, disaster protocol. We were right next to the Rutgers College campus. We were right next to the New Jersey Transit train. Robert Wood Johnson was next to us. So we really felt, just like Dr. Zacow, if we prepared, we could take the influx of whatever was coming. So we called every surgeon, every intensivist, every nurse came on shift. They were called to the hospital. We made a mobile Army Surgical Hospital MASH unit outside, so that whether they came via barges and then were bussed in, we were just ready for anything. And just like him, you stood there waiting with your reflective vest. If you were a nurse or a doctor, you had this vest to stand out from the hundreds and hundreds of people that came to support, and you just waited, and there was really no one coming. And that was devastating. And then a lot of us wanted to go on relief shifts, but it was the same thing. No one needed relief because for miles the streets were blocked. patients were being barged to other areas. So you just felt hopeless, although we were, and helpless. We were so prepared. We were so ready. We had trained for emergency management and disaster training. We still do today, but you never anticipate towers falling like that. But we were ready and just couldn't help.
Shelley, what lessons from 9/11 still influence healthcare today?
Absolutely. Emergency management, disaster protocols. We train all the time. We're ready. You never know when you're going to get that influx and emergency situation. So we train often in our area here. We train for nuclear most recently because we are near nuclear plant, power plant. So just always the camaraderie, making sure your team works well together, because you really need to come together when it's a disaster and work well, have great, clear communication.
Good. And what about you, Doc?
So, you know, I think, you know, obviously all the impact of 9/11 and the respiratory illnesses and the cancers and everything that's come out. But I think one thing that 9/11 really highlighted was our first responders, you know, and what they go through. I mean, there's images of these guys going up the towers, you know, 80, 50, 80, 100 floors, with full kit, you know, the equipment they carry is, you know, 60, 80, 100 pounds. And these, without question, they just storm up these stairs. And I think, you know, we forget about the health concerns that these people may have. Recently, I mentioned my daughter works at a hospital in New York City and works with the FDNY, hence the T-shirt today.
Wow, did that give you any concern or
no? She works at a hospital, you know, working with them, but she's working in healthcare for them. But what came out is that these first responders, particularly the firefighters, there's about a 60% incident, or 60% of the firefighters have hypertension.
Wow.
Or meet criteria for hypertension. And they don't seek medical care. They don't even know. It's one of those silent killers. There's, I think, 45% of on-the-job deaths for the firefighters or first responders is cardiac related. It's not necessarily related to their job, although indirectly with the stress, their poor sleeping habits, all of this. And I think, you know, a focus on first responder health is one of the lessons, I think, that ultimately came out of this. And, you know, I think that's important to realize that these are people that can't do their job if they don't take care of themselves. And focusing on that would be, you know, it's a major push.
This question for both of you, I'd like to get both of your insight on this. What message would you like to share with first responders in our communities? We remember the events of 9/11.
We do. For me, you know, we'll never forget. We empathize because we were there, just like the gentlemen that were here before when they walked out. You know, I asked, could I hug them? And you see tears in their eyes recounting the events. For those of us that were there, it's so much more raw. The towers were just gone. The skyline was changed. It was a constant daily reminder. And I think, again, that camaraderie of community, saying that you can empathize with them, that you respect them, you are so grateful for them, and you pray for their mental health, because clearly it's so impactful to those of us that were really at ground zero or close to.
Yeah, I think 9/11... is our generation, or those of us who remember it. And, you know, I have three children who don't remember it.
Yeah.
Two of them were alive during it, but they were babies. You know, my parents' generation, they all say, I remember where I was when Kennedy was shot.
Yes.
Right? Our generation is, I remember exactly where I was, what I was doing during 9/11. And I think, you know, I think this really, and I don't want to say we took it, for granted what our first responders did before that. I can't really even focus or remember what they were like, because after, they're just generally heroes day to day with what they do. And I think that's the message, is that, you know, we recognize what their day-to-day job is and what they represent for our, so we could do this.
That's right. And they're willing to give it all.
Yeah. I mean, no question. You know, running into a fire, not out of a fire, is takes a special human being.
Guys, thank you so much for being here, number one, but more importantly, thank you for your, what you do to serve our community and what you did during those horrific days following 9/11 in the New York area.
Absolutely. Thanks, and thanks for getting the message out.